Hi, and thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Jacqueline.
And I'm your host, Nicole. You're listening to the second season of Perfectionist.
Welcome to episode 2 of our Books and Bevies series, where we mix great drinks with even greater books or reads. And we kind of just chat casually about what we've been reading recently or things we've maybe even seen, like in social media regarding trends and stuff like that. Could be anything. And we're just going to kind of see where the conversation takes us.
Start off with what our beverage of choice is for today. I think we both went with some lattes. So for my latte choice, I went with a chai tea latte.
And I went with a matcha latte.
Oh, I love matcha lattes so much. Oh, if I had matcha, yeah, that was a really good choice.
They are like, they're my favorite kind of drink at the moment.
So to start off with, current reads. You had a very interesting current read.
Yes. And at first I was not a fan. I was actually almost irritated by it. But once I settled into it, I'm so glad I pushed through that initial doubt that I would enjoy the story. Because once I actually settled into it and understood kind of the very different approach that the author took to the book, I ended up really enjoying it. In fact, I'm going to read it again.
Oh, really?
It's called If the Creek Don't Rise by Leah Weiss. And there's more than half a dozen points of view, and it's not a long book. Almost every chapter is a different point of view. So Whoa. It's not. Yes.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, no, it's very, very different. And it was her debut novel. So it's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. It's very different. And that's why I want to read it again, because obviously I didn't enjoy the first few chapters. But now that I understand kind of like the rhythm and tone that was happening or whatever, I think I'm going to go back and read those chapters with a completely different perspective. And I'll probably be able to really enjoy those first few chapters because I obviously didn't when I was messaging you about it, like originally, right?
You sent me some screenshots and I was like, oh my, what are you getting yourself into?
Yeah.
Because it seemed like a disturbing story.
Actually, there was definitely some sensitive and disturbing themes in the story. But the way that it ended up all kind of coming together was very, overall didn't feel disturbing. It was it was really well done. You felt like you were like, at least myself, there was a twist ending, which I did not expect at all. Like I just did not foresee a twist coming at all. So that was awesome. And it was actually like in the last few sentences, the twist. Like I was like, what? And then the book was over. And I was like, oh, that was great. Like we actually just had our book club last night and it was a book club book. That's why I pushed through with it. But it's actually making me look back on a bunch of other DNF, like books I DNF'd or did not finish, if you don't know what that stands for. And I'm thinking, I wonder if I should give them a little bit more of a chance before I move on, because I ended up super thoroughly enjoying the story.
Oh, that's really cool. I recently heard of the term soft DNF, meaning that you aren't enjoying the book now, but it's something that you could see yourself enjoying when maybe you're in a different mood or just at a different point in your life. And I think sometimes we say like, this book is not for me, and then kind of write it off. Mm-hmm. But it is nice to sort of go back and think about those books and be like, okay, could this be something I would enjoy at a different point in my life?
Yeah, that's awesome. And I've actually never heard that term, so that's cool. But I actually have a whole bunch of books in my library that I DNF'd, but with that idea, like, I know I will enjoy this in the future. I'm just not in that mood right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to get rid of it, but I just don't want to read it right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another great thing about the Creek Don't Rise is it is free on Kindle Unlimited. So, well, not free, because obviously you need to be subscribed to Kindle Unlimited. But if you are a part of that subscription, then you have access to it. And I myself downloaded it. Every time you recommend or like say that you've enjoyed a book, I'll go and check and like download it if I'm able to. So yeah, I definitely want to read it.
We've been, like we've been lucky with book club recently. The picks that we're all kind of, because it's like a, you know, democratic vote. We all vote on what book should be next. Like everybody suggests something and then we kind of discuss it. And then, okay. So our next book is another, it's going to be a Katherine Ryan Hyde book because we haven't done one for book club yet. And it's one I haven't read. And of course, a lot of her books are are free on Kindle Unlimited. So everyone at book club was able to just get it for free, which is wonderful, right?
Oh, that is so nice. Yeah, it's if you have a book club and everyone has access to Kindle Unlimited, that makes it really easy. You have such a massive collection to choose from.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, your book club definitely is making me want to get friends and start a book club here. Since I'm too far away to be in yours.
I know. Like, oh, it's so wonderful because we each bring an appy. And then so everybody is always like bringing like really different food. And then we just sit down and it's a very like, because I know there's some book clubs where people get together and they don't actually end up talking about the book. But ours is actually pretty structured. I'm the head of the book club. So I come and I have like questions prepared to discussion points with the book. If the Creek Don't Rise, I didn't have to do that because there was a reading group discussion point thing included in the back, so we just went through those and and then one of the members of the book club sounds so official, it's just one of my friends she had highlighted a bunch of quotes that had made her like laugh out loud, and then she shared those with us. Another woman in the book club had listened to it on Audible and really enjoyed how the accents were portrayed by the voice actors in the book. So she shared a few minutes of each beginning of each chapter, each different perspective. So we could hear all the different like ways the, cause there was two actors, a man and a woman, and the man did all the male voices and the woman did all the female voices. And so we were able to then also listen to a few sentences that way to hear like the different inflections, because it's based in the Appalachian Mountains, and so it's in those like in a very isolated community, and so they have a very different way of speaking.
Yeah, they have a dialect that's kind of regional. I love it when narrators for audiobooks, when they have like a male and a female narrator, so that when it's the male's part you get a male voice, because some do a fantastic job narrating different vocal ranges and like just talking in distinct ways, but other people I do find it a little harder to get into the audiobook when the voice doesn't match the character that's being described.
It can take some getting used to, and I know I definitely it always, like with every audiobook I've done, whenever there's a woman narrating the entire book and then she's lowering her voice for the men's part, it kind of gives me a little bit of ick at first until I get used to it.
Kind of randomly, but about audiobooks, but not about this book in particular, I recently got an audiobook and it was a musical soundtrack audiobook. I don't know how popular these are. I'd never even heard of it until I started playing it, and then sometimes there'll be music at the beginning, like during the introduction, but then it stops, and it just kept going and kept going, and it took me a really long time to not be distracted by the music. But then in the end, I really enjoyed the addition.
Was it a graphic audio?
It was just I think it's called a book track, maybe. It's just an audio book that has a soundtrack playing as well.
Oh, so like
music that like goes along with the mood of what the dialogue is.
Yeah, so the closest I've come to that is a graphic audio where there's a full cast, a soundtrack, sound effects. It's pretty cool, like, you know, because it's like all that's missing is the movie part, right?
Yeah, so the visual.
It's got, yeah.
It's almost like the radio plays. I feel like when I picture radio plays, that's what I'm picturing.
Totally. So what have you been reading, or what are you reading?
Currently, I am reading two books and listening to one audiobook. So the physical book I'm reading is called Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood. And it's part of a series. But the series, my understanding is that the stories aren't necessarily connected. It's more like a theme, which is STEM. So all the books have to do with like women in STEM. So in some sort of job to do with like math, science, technology, that kind of thing. And yeah, it's just, she's a physicist and I don't know. I don't want to like, I'm sure people can look up the description of like what it's about, but like she also is like part of a fake dating app. So her physics world and her fake dating app world collide in an unexpected way. And you get to see kind of how she handles that situation.
I love the title.
I think all the titles are kind of similar too, in the way that they kind of, I can't remember what the other ones are, but it's like a similar pattern between the titles of the other books. And then I think there are another collection kind of within that collection, still within like the STEM, but I think they're like novellas, so like shorter stories. And I did listen to one of those ones and it was really good too. So I'm loving the humor in this book. It matches really well with my humor. I don't think everyone will like the humor, but I'm very much enjoying it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. The title is very cute, the way that it's, to do with, you know, science and technology, engineering, whatever. Yeah,
and it's not too heavy on the science stuff. Like, there's definitely a lot of science in it. Like, they use a lot of words that are associated with physics. And I'm like, some of it, I'm just like, okay, whatever, and just skim through it. But it's not such that you're like, I don't understand what's going on, or like, this is getting too technical. It's like, some of the jokes, I'm like, I don't really understand it, but I'm sure it's funny. And then on my Kindle, I am still working my way through Credence. I actually haven't read any more since we last talked about it. I think by the time this goes out, I will have read more. But at this point of recording it, I have not read any more of it. So I don't have any updates on whether or not I'm still able to go through it. But I am still wanting to finish it. Yeah. And then listening to... Yes. Oh, remember, if anyone watched our romance episode... We did a quiz at the end. So I looked up the book that I'd gotten, and it was actually number 3 in a series. And I believe it's the same thing where it's like the series, it's connected, but you don't have to read them in order sort of thing. But I started listening to the audiobook of the first book in the series, and that one is called The Wedding Date. And it was by Jasmine Guillory. And it was narrated by Janina Edwards.
Right.
So yeah. I was curious to see if I would like the book that was recommended. I don't not like it. It's a really, like, so far this, even though this one's not specifically the one I was recommended, it's from the same author in the same series. And I'm enjoying it so far. I don't think it's like a mind-blowingly good book by any means, but it's entertaining and I'm enjoying it.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am also reading House of Sky and Breath by Sarah J. Maas.
Yeah.
I really procrastinated starting it because I don't know. I feel like when I'm really excited about a book, it's like I put it off and put it off and put it off. It's like really strange. I like really enjoy the anticipation part, but now I'm like, oh no, because I have House of Flame and Shadow. Like, I pre-ordered it. So I'm kind of thinking to myself, I had better read all this before I get like spoiled online things. I've already had a few things spoiled, so I'd better hurry up kind of thing.
Luckily, anytime I come across a spoiler, it makes no sense to me because I don't know any of the characters. I think the like main character's name is Bryce, maybe.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is literally all. And that it is an urban fantasy. That is like the only thing I know about these books because I'm actively, if it looks Crescent City related, I just scroll past.
So great.
I will get there eventually.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry that you've been spoiled.
I'm super excited. Well, I mean, It wasn't like a big spoiler. Oh, okay. It was a huge spoiler. But it wasn't like, it wasn't a plot spoiler. Okay. So that's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to. And it was from the queen herself. It was a spoiler. Yeah. I know.
I guess even she is too excited to hold back on commenting on things.
And she shared like a little like part of a page. And unfortunately, like I could be scrolling past no matter how fast, like, oh, I see something to do with that. I'm going to scroll past. Mm-hmm. If my eyes see any of that as it scrolls by, I pick up a really good chunk of the words and mm-hmm. whoops, I saw a bunch of names.
Oh no.
Yeah. So yeah.
I mean, that's good skill to have. Like,
yeah.
But unfortunately it leads to spoilers.
Yes, it does.
So I'm assuming you are going to move on to House in Flame and Shadows as soon as you are able to.
Absolutely. And then for our next book club read, I will be reading, it's called Just a Regular Boy by Katherine Ryan Hyde. And it actually sounds super interesting. My mom just gave a brief description of it at book club last night because she's read quite a few of Katherine Ryan Hyde's books and it sounded super interesting. So I'm really looking mm-hmm. forward to that. I'm sure it'll be another one of those ones where I can't put it down till I've finished it.
Mm-hmm. It's nice when you find an author that you can just trust that you're going to sit back and enjoy.
Yeah.
No, I am really, really wanting to get into ACOTAR because I want to read that one first before I jump into Crescent City. So I think I'm going to start ACOTAR.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, as you had mentioned. Yeah, so I think I'm going to start ACOTAR very soon. Hopefully I've already started it. Again, by the time this airs, that is my goal, is that's kind of like the next chunk of books I would like to tackle.
I'm so excited.
I know, but I don't want to like rush through them. But at the same time, once I get started, I imagine I am just going to want to rush through them. And so we'll see how long it takes. It could take me all year to finish them. My sister's actually also reading them, so part of me just like secretly kind of want to read it so I can be like, haha, I passed you. But that's a little cheeky.
That's so funny. Oh, that's so funny. Now I have so many memes I can send you, and like I'm looking forward to like how we've been when you've been telling me like as you're reading the Arcana Chronicles and you're getting to certain parts and then you're like and I'm like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't wait until you were doing that, like with ACOTAR. It's gonna be so fun. Even do like some like TikToks or Instagrams or something of like reactions. I would love that. Yeah.
No, that'd be so much fun. Have you heard of the book Hooked by Emily McIntyre?
I have, actually. I've definitely like heard of it in passing.
Mm-hmm. I am very, very excited to read that book. I don't know when I'll get to it, but I've been like wanting to read it. I think I found out about it like almost a year ago now. And since like finding out about it, I'm like, oh, that sounds so intriguing. Like I've never even read the description. I've just heard other people talk about it. I know it's like a fractured fairy tale about like the Peter Pan story, but from Hook's perspective, I think.
Yes.
And
yeah, I'm assuming, like, right?
Yeah. That seems to be what it's about. And I think it's supposed to be like super spicy. But again, I don't know, because that's just kind of like the vibes I'm getting when I hear other people talk about it. So that is definitely high up on my like to read list. And I think it is also free on Kindle Unlimited. I'm pretty sure I downloaded it for free.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Once Upon a Time?
Yes, I have seen, I think, almost every single episode of that.
I really enjoyed that show. And I really liked Hook in it. Killian, he so handsome.
Honestly, too. I think that is why I'm so excited to read this book, is because I really liked his character in that show.
Right. Yeah.
And it's
he added a different twist to Captain Hook, right?
Mm-hmm. For kind of recommendations, do you have anything that you have been loving so much that you would like any of our listeners to potentially try themselves?
Well, I think, as I talked about, I think, quite a bit earlier, you know, If the Creek Don't Rise by Leah Weiss, because I'll just sort of give like a brief little like, why would I recommend this? And then you can decide whether or not it's for you. So I recommend it if you like stories full of grit, want to read something written drastically different from the norm. If you enjoy emotional, honest narratives and first-person present tense perspectives. And yeah, I really want to commend the author for the wonderful job she did with each character. Like, each character was so distinctly unique. They really had their own voice. And I thought that was pretty impressive, given that there were so many different points of view in the book.
Yeah. No, I think that is such a cool idea, because like, we've read stories that have quite a few different perspectives, Throne of Glass, but
yes,
that's like a different ball game when it's like, because this isn't a fantasy book. So I just think it'd have a very different feel. For myself, I would say is The 7-Year Slip by Ashley Poston, and it's a very, very popular book, so a lot of people may have already heard about it. It's about this magical apartment. So I think it would fall into the category of magical realism, because it's set in like the real world present day. But there's this magical element of a apartment that transports you 7 years in the past or future. So it was really interesting. It was a really, really good romance book. I was just captivated by it. And then the next one is also a romance book, and I've just been reading a lot of romance, which is why my recommendations are both romance, but it's called Lunar Love, and it's by Lauren Kung Jessen, and it's just about this girl who has recently been like taken over her family's business, which is a matchmaking business based on the lunar cycle, or like Lunar New Year animals. So you get to learn about that.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
and
cool.
And of course, there's some competition. It's like, again, not an enemies to lovers, but it is definitely a rivals to lovers story. And they are like fun competitors. And yeah, it's super, super cute. And it was just like very different than any other romance I've read. Not necessarily in like the progression of it. It's, you know, the typical, they meet and you get to see their journey and how they work through, you know, their differences and similarities. But just the whole lunar aspect of it, I thought was really, really cute. And it just so happens to be Lunar New Year's today as we're filming this, which I thought was interesting.
Really? Okay, so yeah. It's now officially the Year of the Dragon.
It is. Yay. Which is our year.
That's our year. Yeah.
I keep in schools, we're all talking about Lunar New Year's, and I keep telling everyone, yeah, it's Year of the Dragon. I'm a dragon.
You're the dragon.
Like it's a, yeah. like I am the dragon. But no.
Yeah, I'm a dragon. Yeah, I'm a dragon. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People were wondering. I know you were.
Yeah. It's so funny.
I think what I enjoyed about this book is the surprising amount of depth that is in it, because it's not just about the romance between the two main characters, or the main character and her love interest, I should say, but it very much is about family and tradition and the blending of modern and traditional elements. And so there's a lot of depth to it. And I think a lot of people can get a lot out of it beyond just the romance. Thank you very much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this kind of more laid-back, chatty episode.
Next week, we will be discussing the third book in the Arcana Chronicles, Dead of Winter. We hope to see you there.